How's it going, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to Finding Direction. It's time for the Action After, where we take the practical advice we get from our guests and help you apply it in your life. We believe execution is everything, so let's dive into this week's episode and help you find your direction.
What's up, my friend? I hope you are having an absolutely incredible day today. Before we even dive into the action after today, I want you to take a moment to appreciate something that you can be extremely grateful for in your life today. Maybe you've had a busy week. Maybe you've had a busy month. Maybe you're going, Stu, I've had a busy 2022. But you want to make sure that regardless of what's going on in your life, you always center yourself in this thing called gratitude. Right? You got to practice it. Every single day, there's things you can be grateful for if you allow yourself to focus on it rather than the things that you could not be grateful for. So before we dive in, just pick one thing. Is it a person? Is it a place? Is it something that just happened in your life? Is it, you know, maybe as simple as having somewhere to sleep at night? Find one thing you could be grateful for, own that thing, and then we're going to dive in. All right. Now, today on the Action After, we're talking about Amy McNee's Action After, which is three ways to own your inner creative. Now, if you listen to the full episode with Amy McNee, you'll know that she exudes creativeness, right? And if you haven't listened to the episode, make sure you go back and check it out. It was a beautiful, very value-packed episode. But one of the things she talked about as we wrapped up is owning your inner creative and owning that identity. And so what we want to do today is give you three action after items, three ways that you can own that inner creative. And the first one is going to be something that's going to take you not 24 hours, not 48 hours. It's something that's not even honestly going to take you maybe 48 seconds. And what that is what you want to do is go onto your social media, whether you are an Instagram person, a Facebook, a TikTok, a LinkedIn person. And in your bio, the first action after is going to be to input what is it that you do? Who is it that you are as a creative? If you are a writer, if you are a speaker, if you are a podcaster, if you are an artist, like what's that thing you identify with when it comes to being a creative? And then make sure you put that in your bio, right? There's something powerful about telling the world who you are. There's a guy, you've probably heard of him, his name's Richard Branson. He owns, you know, Virgin Airlines, Virgin Company, and, you know, about 100 plus other companies. He's extremely successful, not only successful, if you don't know him, you should go Google him because he's one of the happiest people you'll probably ever see in your life, right? He just is living life to the fullest, we could say. And one of the quotes he said, and I've heard this a few times and try to implement it in my own life, but he says, tell the world first and then figure it out. Right? Tell the world who you are. And once you start to do that, there's going to be things that change. There's going to be new conversations you have. There's going to be new opportunities that come into your life because you are owning that identity versus saying, you know what, I'm just a creative in the closet, right? Come out and tell people who you are and what you want to do with your life. So that's number one. Right now, if you haven't already, pause this podcast and go input it into your bio. Right? Who are you? What's the creative that you express? And put that in there. Now, the second thing you want to do is once you put it on social media, that's cool. People will see it. Maybe it'll create some more conversations. But the next place you want to do this is in real time and in real life. And not that social media is not real life, but as you get into conversations with people in the flesh, in person, you want to start to own and to declare this part of you. So what I mean by that is a lot of the times you get into a conversation with someone and whether it's in line to get a cup of coffee or you're at the store or you bump into somebody somewhere, wherever you are, one of the common conversations that comes up or questions is you'll get to start talking to people and they go, oh, well, you know, what do you do? And a lot of the time, if you've been doing something for, you know, even a few months professionally or a few years, you almost have like an auto response and it's, oh, you know, I work for this company and this is what I do. And a lot of the time, you may not even say the creative thing that you do, right? You're just like not telling people about that. So my challenge to you as we come to this next piece is in the next five conversations that you have, start with your creative identity. Meaning maybe you have a job, maybe you work for a company, maybe you're, you know, doing some of these other things on the side currently. Maybe you're not doing them on the side and you're still not telling people. But what you want to start the conversation off with is, what do you do as a creative? Right. So if I were to get into a conversation with someone, they go, hey, what do you do? You go, oh, hey, you know, I'm a podcaster. And you want to own that identity, because once you do, two things are going to happen, two very powerful things. One, it's going to create different types of conversation. Right. If you said, hey, I work for this company, this is what I do, and you don't mention the other thing, they can't ask about it. You can't talk about it. You can't grow it. You can't, like, nothing's going to come to help you in that area because you're not telling anybody about it. Right. So as you say it, the first thing that happens is they may go, oh, hey, my friend's doing something similar to that. I would love to connect the two of you. And, you know, you never know what's going to happen there. And maybe that person they connect you with leads to an opportunity. Maybe they're three steps ahead of you and they can teach you some things, right? You never know what opportunity will come when you start to identify as your creative, right? As that inner creative. So that's the first thing that'll happen, is you'll have more opportunities come in your life, right? You'll create different conversations. Different things will come from that. The second thing that's going to happen is when you tell someone what you do, is there is a literal reworking of your inner nervous system, right? Because as you start to tell people, hey, I'm a podcaster, or I'm an author, or I'm an artist, the first handful of times you do it, especially the first time you do it, you're going to be like, what the, like, who was that? Like, what the heck? That sounded so weird and felt so weird, right? Now, if you want to be a creative as a full-time thing in your life, you can't have it feel weird, right? It's like if you went up to Van Gogh and you were like, hey, what do you do? And he was like, I'm an artist. And he like felt weird. You'd be like, no, if you went up to Van Gogh, he'd be like, I'm an artist. And he would own that, right? But sometimes when you first start to tell people this, you're going to say, yeah, I'm an artist, or yeah, you know, I'm a podcaster, or you'll start to say it in that way that has a little bit of resistance. And when you don't fully own your identity, you're not going to take the actions and the things, do the things necessary to make that your full-time life, right? So notice as you say it to the next five people you're in a conversation with, how you feel. And you're going to start to notice that the more you say this, the more you're going to start to embody it and own it, and the more it's going to create and turn into your actual reality. Right. So that's the second thing that happens, is you're going to start to feel a little different and you're going to start to own it a bit more. Then the third action after item for today is, we talked about this a lot on the episode with Amy, is this idea of imperfect action, and that if you take imperfect action, you are 10 steps ahead of anybody else, because 99% of the world is so attached to just doing everything so perfectly that they never actually take the steps. So if you say, I'm willing to do something imperfect, I'm willing to do something, and I forget exactly how Amy said it, I'm willing to do something and fuck it, right? Fuck it all up, whatever. If you're willing to do that, take that imperfect action, you are going to be further ahead of someone else. So the third action after item today, you probably know where I'm going, is what is one imperfect action that you can take in the next 24 to 48 hours and go do that thing? Right? It doesn't need to be beautiful. Yes, it's going to be messy. Yes, it's going to be maybe crappy. It's going to be shitty. You may F it up. But in the next 24 hours, what is an imperfect action you can take to push your creative journey further and go do that thing? All right. You want to be extremely successful? Do it five times in the next 24 hours. All right. But the challenge for today and our third action after is just one time in the next 24 hours, take an imperfect action. Maybe it's writing that page of that book you always wanted to write and said you did, but you never did. Maybe it's recording that first podcast that you said you wanted to do and you just never got to it. Maybe it's recording that first YouTube video, right? What is that thing that you've been thinking about doing, but you haven't done because you've been married to this thing, perfectionism? And divorce perfectionism today and take that imperfect action. All right. So those are the three ways to own your inner creative. Action after number one, post your creative identity in your bio. Number two, in the next five conversations you have, tell people like who you are as a creative. Own that identity. And then third, take an imperfect action in the next 24 hours to start moving the needle forward in your creative life. All right. That is the action after for today. And one other thing I want to share with you before we wrap up is, if you've enjoyed this podcast at all, if you've been hanging out with us for, whether this is your first episode or for years now, we've been doing this for about 3 years, which sounds crazy to say. If you got value from today, I would love to hear from you genuinely, truly, as far as what did you enjoy? What do you enjoy on this show? What do you want more of, less of? How can this be a better experience for you? And if you're open to sharing your feedback, the best way for us to receive that and act on it is through an iTunes review. And so if you would be so kind, we are so grateful. It helps us get the show in front of more people, make a bigger impact, and really just, you know, help people at a bigger scale. And if you could go to the iTunes store, leave us a review and honest feedback. Let us know what do you want more of, less of, what do you like, what's a nugget you got from listening to this. And if you would do that, we would be so grateful because that's how we make this better for you as well. All right. So thank you so much for those of you who take the 30 seconds, the minute in doing that. Truly from the deepest place of my heart, I appreciate it more than you know. All right. Other than that, that's all we have for the episode this week. I hope you have a beautiful continued rest of your day. Again, remember, practice that gratitude and center in it. And I will talk to you on the podcast next time. Take care.
What's up, my friends? It's Stu, and I have big news. After interviewing hundreds of people on their journey in life and experiencing my own journey to a life full of fulfillment and passion, I finally put together a special guide just for you. And it's called 3 Steps to Finding Direction in Under 10 Minutes. And you can go grab it at findingdirectionuniversity.com/3steps. If you're feeling lost and like you're not quite sure what you want to do with your life, this guide will help you figure out exactly what your next step is in just under 10 minutes. You're not alone in this journey, and I'm excited to guide you through this process until you've truly created a life that you love. Go grab the guide at findingdirectionuniversity.com/3steps. I look forward to helping you create your dream life.